Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You must believe that God is, and you must believe He's a what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He told him, you go ahead and leave, and I, verse 2, am going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. Boy, that was tall talk for where he was at the time. But he believed it. How do we know he believed it? Read the next verse. So Abraham left town, not knowing where. And he was a young sprout too, right? Of course, young folks don't mind pulling up like that. But you understand, I'm 60 years old, and I'm comfortable. He was 75. He was well established too. Right?
Yep.
He had tenure. He had friends. He had his reserved place out at the club where he golfed. And the reserved seat at the restaurant where he went all the time. I know he didn't have exactly those things, but he had something comparable to it. Every generation has, right? Whatever it was. He was just as comfortable as anybody's ever been after 75 years of being in a place. And people say, well, yeah, but you know, that's all right for you young folks, but you know, no, I'm too old to be running around the country doing stuff. Are you saying you're too old to obey God?
No.
Now, you don't want to say that. You're never too old to obey God.
Amen.
And you got to be willing to even hear him. You got to be willing to do anything he wants you to do. If it's stay, stay. If it's go, go. But you got to be willing. Some say, well, I'm retired. Not from serving God, you're not. You never retire. Well, when the trumpet sounds, or when you slip out of your body, you're retired from the work down here. But till then, you need to be doing what the Lord's telling you to do. So that's the blessing, and he did it. He stepped out. And I'm telling you, it was an interesting trek for him. Go back to Hebrews 11. Let's read about what the Lord told him. Hebrews 11 again. Faith prepares. Faith gets ready. Faith is a giver. Faith is not walking by what it sees or feels or doesn't feel and see. Faith frames its world with its words. Faith has a good report. Faith pleases God. Faith overcomes the world. And according to this, faith does what? Faith obeys. Say it out loud, please. Faith obeys. Say it one more time. Faith obeys. Now here, faith obeyed. What's the next phrase? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and did what? He didn't just talk about obeying. He did it. A lot of people talk a good talk, but when it comes down to it, I could name several people right now. The Lord dealt with them exactly like he dealt with Phyllis and I. About leaving and going to school, and a couple of them the same school. He dealt with them exactly like he did us, and they told the Lord, well, Lord, I don't know how we can. If you'll help us and get us out of debt and get us some money to go, we'll do it. Well, he did. And then they decided not to go. I can name all 4 or 5 people right now, and they've had trouble in their life too. So many times people get right to the door. They get right to the edge of something and then they draw back. They think, how can I do that? I don't know. It takes faith. You don't know how. What's the next phrase? Abraham, he obeyed and he did what? He went out. What's the next phrase? Oh, there it is. Not knowing. People want the Lord to sit down with them with their daytimer and explain it to me. Explain it to me. Show me. He's not going to do it. He'll open the door and he'll say, go through there. And you'll look and go, what's in there? What's on the other side? And there'll be silence. Nothing. Because you know all you need to know if you're going to walk by faith. If you could see everything ahead of time, you knew where it's all coming from, you knew how it's all going to work out, it wouldn't require faith.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody say, not knowing.
Not knowing.
Not knowing.
Not knowing.
The Lord ever dealt with you to give money?
Yes.
And you're going to use that money for something else?
Yeah.
And so then you don't know how you're going to take care of everything. More than once I've had the Lord, we had money that we were, in our mind, it wasn't, we didn't take up an offering and it was designated for that. If that's how it is, it goes for that. But just in our mind, we were putting back a little bit and we were thinking, well, we'll use that for this. And the Lord deals with us, sow that to so-and-so. And it's coming up in a month. And you're thinking, well, how am I going to, you know, how's that going to happen? I mean, if we go ahead and give this, but you know, we ought to be able to trust the Lord by now.
Amen.
Haven't we? We should have seen this again and again. He's not trying to take anything from you. If he tells you to do something, he's got a plan. He already had a plan before he ever told you to do it. And people don't give because they're looking at their pocketbook and they're going, well, yeah, but now if I give that, I got this coming up by the end of the week. And I got that coming up at the end of the month. And, I can't do that. I can't. So they put it back and get the five. And don't obey God. Why? Because they can't figure out how I can get it back in time. Well, then you'd have never left town. You wouldn't be in Hebrews 11. Everybody say, not knowing.
Not knowing.
He went out not knowing. Does that impress you?
Yeah.
Does that do anything for you?
Yeah.
Went out not knowing. Oh, this excites me because I've done a little of this. When we got up here to Branson, we came to Branson not knowing.
Yeah.
Never met y'all.
Yeah.
We didn't know where y'all were. But the Lord dealt with us about Branson. We got up here and got in a place and prayed. And the Lord dealt with us to take this step. And we're thinking, well, okay, but what then? And there's no answer. Dealt with us eventually. Get this place. One fellow asked us, well, how many people you got in your congregation? We said, this many. Well, then how are you going to take care of it? I mean, how are you going to pay the electric bill? How are you going to do this and how are you going to do that? I mean, you got no guarantee if two people are going to come or five or ten or you don't need a place like this for 20 people. Everybody say, not knowing.
Not knowing.
Not knowing. You know, a couple of years ago, the Lord dealt with me to go to school, learn how to fly a jet. And I didn't have one. Even some of my board asked me, well, we don't have one yet, right? And I said, no. You want to go now? I said, yeah, I feel like I'm supposed to go now. So I went. And it was tough. I was there for, over three weeks, night and day. Came out. And I've got my type rating on that particular airplane, and I'm ready to go, just no jet. But then 2 weeks, was it 2 weeks later? Some people said, we'd like, if you come and have a meal with us. And we said, okay, we knew them. And we were having a meal, and they said, the Lord's been dealing with us for a year to give you this airplane.
Amen.
And so they did.
Hallelujah.
A jet. And I'm ready. I was ready. I was ready. I mean, I was ready that day.
Amen.
It was a lot of fun. Wasn't too long after that. You remember that day? I went up there and got it, and we flew it home. We flew it. It was raining. It was bad weather. And I flew it. I flew it in. Left seat. Me. Flew that baby in. Popped her down. Glory to God. Why do you do it? Well, you're not going to know why or why now. But faith will go ahead and obey anyway. I said faith will obey anyhow.
Yes.
It'll just go ahead and do it. Not knowing why. Not if you have to understand before you're going to move out, you're not going to follow God.
Amen.
You're going to always be drawing back, always waiting to see how it'll all figure out before you'll take the step. No, when you've heard from Him, when He says step out, when He says do this, when He says get ready for this, faith will get ready. Faith will prepare. Can you say amen? Faith will obey. Not knowing, but knowing God. Not knowing, but knowing God's faithful. Not knowing how, but knowing that God has never failed me and He's not going to start now. It'll have to work out some way. Amen? And when you do that, you can leave your home, leave your kinfolks, leave your stuff, not even know where you're going, and yet still not be distressed. Be in rest about the whole deal. Now see, that's supernatural, isn't it? When you don't know how the money's coming, you don't know how it's all going to work out, and yet you can still lay back and go, well, I'm not worried about it. The Lord told me to do this. Now, here's the big question. Did He tell you to do it? Make sure of that one. But once you got that, resting in the fact that it's all going to be all right. Hallelujah. I don't know your heart. You don't know mine. The Bible talks about no man knows the things that are in him, save the spirit of the man. You can live with somebody. You can be around somebody a long, long time and not know a lot of things about them. Especially things that God has said to them inside or dealt with them inside. If the Lord has dealt with you to do a thing and you have not done it, let's think about this thing tonight. Life is short. And playing it safe, as you call it that, can cause you to miss God's will for your life. A lot of people, they know God dealt with them to do a thing, and yet they just keep putting it off. Just keep putting it off and waiting for a better time. And in Ecclesiastes, one translation says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. There's always some reason why it's not a good time if you listen to the enemy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.